Stop being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow.
The least we can do is consider what we've done and individually, collectively, do the best we can to try and turn this thing around. I blame no one. I look in the mirror. On the other side of it, what an opportunity we have, because tomorrow's the first day of the rest of our lives. So what an opportunity we have.
A huge part of the reason that people fail is because they don't ever set up the criteria for success.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
Every failed experiment is one step closer to success. You've got to take risks. I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. You will fail at some point in your life, accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something. But do you have the guts to fail? If you don't fail, you're not even trying. Sometimes it's the best way to figure out where you're going. If I'm going to fall, I don't want to fall back on anything except my faith. I want to fall forward. I figure at least this way I'll see what I'm going to hit. There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
There's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different than what has happened for the last 50 million years of history, you have to believe that something different can happen.
The road to success is through commitment and through the strength to drive through that commitment when it gets hard. And it is going to get hard, and you're going to want to quit sometimes, but it'll be colored by who you are and more who you want to be.
Since success is a very narrow line and very unlikely, the probability that you're going to stumble on it randomly is zero. And so there's a proposition here, and the proposition is, if you actually want something, you can have it.
Did you think, I need to pack this in?
Never. I don't ever give up. I mean, I'd have to be dead or completely incapacitated.
Why do you care about somebody else's opinion? He told me you're in charge of your own destiny. He said, you're in competition with yourself. The day that you give up on you is the day that you gave up on your dream. So if you're in the business of giving up on your dream, then I don't want to be in the business of being your friend. I think you're talented, so why don't you stay true to what you believe that you can do? And it was words like that that really made me get that skin, that thick skin, to deal with Hollywood and rejection. And when I heard no 1,000 times, it started to roll off my back. And when I got that one yes, I made the decision to never hear no again. So it's those stories that really would help that younger generation that's coming up in that business to say, you know what, I'm going to stay true to my dream because there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm pure prime example of that light. I've been in the business 19, 20 years, man, and that last 5 to 6 has been successful.
Failure is wonderful. You want to hit home runs? You better be willing to strike out a lot. You better be willing to fall down a lot. But what do you do when you fall down? Do you say, see, I told you I was a failure? Or do you get up and say, well, that didn't work. Don't do that. I'm always reminded of Thomas Edison, who was working on inventing a storage battery, some way to store electricity. He knew kind of what it was and so on, but he just didn't know how to store it in any way. And he had tried 25,000 different combinations. He still didn't have a storage battery. And one of the reporters asked him, he was like 77 years old, and they said to him, Mr. Edison, how does it feel, someone as famous as you, to have failed 25,000 times? It must be awful. He said, I don't even know what you're talking about, failure. He said, today, I know 25,000 ways not to make a battery. Failure is only bad when you equate it with your self-worth. When you say, because I fail at something, that makes me a failure as a person. The healthiest place you can get to is the place where you're willing to try anything. Healthy people will try virtually anything. And they're not afraid. They don't live by their customs. They don't live by their traditions and the rules.
For me, failure is something that you should be afraid of. It should be afraid of, but that's why you should go out there and challenge yourself to fail. Because if you're not failing at something, that means you've set your goals to pass, to succeed at everything you do, which means you're not setting your goals high enough. So for me, okay, I'm gonna go out and break the Guinness Book of World Records for pull-ups. Lofty goal. Which is why I failed it twice before I finally got it. I knew going into everything I've ever done in my life, Navy SEAL training, three times before I got it. Everything I've ever done in my life took me three times before I got it. I knew that there was a huge possibility of failure. But what I gained from failure is this. When you see a movie, and you watch a movie about a person who keeps failing, and at the end, they succeed, how do you feel after you watch that movie? Amazing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I become the movie. I want to feel how I feel watching someone else in the movie. When I watched Rocky get his ass kicked and I watched all these different things of failure, I was able to put myself there and say, God, man, how much do you feel now that you finally got there? That's what failure has done to me. I've watched so many things and watched someone succeed at the end of it. It's like, God, I want to feel like that. But failure causes that one feeling. Without that failure involved, you don't have that feeling. If you just pass and you succeed and you're great, that feeling, yeah, okay, I'm good. What takes you years, months, years to accomplish because you just can't get over the hump, but you continue going back to the drawing board. You're looking for those few seconds after you finally figure out the equation, whatever the equation may be, to get you to finally pass, to succeed. I live for that feeling, but I can't get that feeling without going through, I failed this equation, I failed this one, I failed this one, I failed this one. Oh, I'm figuring it out. So you start to feel it before you even pass, before you even get to the success part. And then once you succeed, the feeling is unbelievable. And you take that feeling of success through failure and you put it in your cookie jar. And you say, I'll come back and get you again. I'm gonna need you again down the road in my life to call on you.
You know, it's always a little bit frustrating to me when people have a negative relationship with failure. Failure is a massive part of being able to be successful. You have to get comfortable with failure. You have to actually seek failure. Failure is where all of the lessons are. You know, when you go to the gym and you work out, you're actually seeking failure. You want to take your muscles to the point where you get to failure, because that's where the adaptation is. That's where growth is. Successful people fail a lot. They fail a whole lot more than they succeed, but they extract the lessons from the failure and they use that, the energy, and they use the wisdom to come around to the next phase of success. You gotta take a shot. You have to live at the edge of your capabilities. You gotta live where you're almost certain you're gonna fail. That's the reason for practice. Practice is controlled failure. You're getting to your limit, getting to your limit, getting to your limit. You can't lift that, you can't do that, until you get to the point that all of a sudden your body makes the adjustment and then you can do it.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
What are you going to do with what you have?